producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. I have to tell you guys a funny story, and which is also going to get something put on Facebook. Trevor sent me the lineup for today, and one of the things that this is it's International Day for Disaster Reduction. International Plain Language Day, which may be a way of reducing or may increase disasters, and International Skeptics Day. So you can see they're sort of all related, but it's also International Ada Lovelace Day. I'll tell you what Ada Lovelace is in a minute, which I didn't know anything about it. So I just looked quickly at it, and I sent Trevor back an email that said, "Are you sure it's not Linda Lovelace Day?" And Trevor said, "What?" Well, for those of you who don't know, because half of you are going, "What?" And the other half are going, "Huh." Linda Lovelace was a famous woman who was the face of Ivory Snow, I think, because she was so pretty. And she did a porn flick. I don't think it was Deep Throat, but it was maybe it was Deep Throat. And so she was a scandal. She was one of the first sort of superstars of porn. And when porn sort of was going much more mainstream than it had been previously. But Trevor didn't know anything about it. And I was talking with a friend over the weekend who was talking about the fact that she broke her ankle or something. And so she was in a boot and she was hobbling around. And she has like a 25-year-old assistant or something who said, "Oh, don't worry, you know, I'll take care of it." And she said, "Oh, no, I'm fine. I just feel like Festus." And I started laughing because I could see the punchline coming. The woman had no idea who Festus was. Do you know who Festus is? You probably don't either.
Wait. Let me think for a second.
Okay.
Oh, crap. Not that long. It's the family.
No.
It was Uncle Festus.
That's not bad from the Addams Family. But it was the original Festus was on Gunsmoke, was the guy who was limping around and said, "Mr. Dillon, it's Doc." That was Festus. That was his name.
Yeah, I would never have gotten that.
Okay. So I thought we'd put up, I said to my friend, "Oh, listen, it's much worse than that. I was talking with somebody about the Beatles, and they said, who's that?"
Now, well, that's just offensive.
Yeah, I agree. There's something just plain ignorant about that. I mean, Beatles, for heaven's sakes. But so I thought we'd put up on Facebook, what's a reference that you made that someone didn't quite get? You think of any? We're not going to do it today because it just came up. It just literally came up out of nowhere, because I was saying Linda Lovelace and Trevor saying, "Huh?" So what I want is some remark that sort of generated a "Huh?" I remember the first time when I was a kid, I was 12 or 13 years old, and I said something about making out, and my mother. I don't think she actually slapped me, but I think that she was just, between the time they stop washing your mouth out with soap and they start slapping. I don't think either are okay, actually, but different generation. And apparently making out meant something completely, for me, it meant kissing. Apparently that isn't what it meant to her. And hooking up. I thought hooking up means something completely different to me than it does to my kids' generation. Hooking up to me just meant kind of hanging out. That isn't what hooking up means to... That isn't probably what hooking up means to you, is it, Trevor? Hooking up, for most of my kids' generation, I think means having sex. It may not be committed sex, but it's having sex.
Right. In fact, I would say the uncommitted part of it is part of the definition of hooking up.
But for me, hooking up was just kind of bumping into somebody. That isn't, well, I suppose, depends how you define bumping.
I think that's how we got, never mind, I don't know.
Exactly. All right, putting all of that aside, at least temporarily, So I thought what we would do is put up, you know, what reference got a huh from somebody that you think, you know, because of a generational difference as much as anything else. All right, I just thought I'd tell you about Ada Lovelace Day because I'd never even heard of it. It's celebrating the achievements of women in science, technology, engineering, and maths, plural, which means it's obviously not an American holiday. Apparently, she was the first computer programmer. She was close friends, apparently, with inventor Charles Babbage, was intrigued by his analytical engine in 1842. She translated a description of it by Italian mathematician Luigi Menabrea. Babbage asked her to expand the article as she understood it so well, and this was when she wrote several early computer programs. She died of cancer at 36, her potential tragically unfulfilled. Did you know about any of that?
I didn't.
Kind of an interesting story.
Very.
So there you go. It was founded by Sue Sharman Anderson in 2009 and aims to raise the profile of women in science, technology, engineering, and maths by encouraging people around the world to talk about the women whose work they admire. This International Day of Celebration helps people learn about the achievements of women in STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math, inspiring others and creating new role models for young and old alike. The inspiration came from psychologist Penelope Lockwood, who carried out a study which found that women need to see female role models more than men need to see male role models. Outstanding women can function as inspirational examples of success, illustrating the kinds of achievements that are possible for women around them. They demonstrate it's possible to overcome traditional gender barriers, indicating to other women that high levels of success are indeed attainable. So there you go. Pretty cool. Yes?
Yes.
There we go. Alrighty. So let's see what else we've got going on today. This I got distracted by Linda Lovelace, but that was my own distraction. In 1773, the Whirlpool Galaxy was discovered by Charles Messier. In 1775, the Continental Congress orders the establishment of the Navy, which was called originally the Continental Navy and later renamed the United States Navy for obvious reasons. In 1792, Washington, D.C., the cornerstone of the United States Executive Mansion, which was renamed the White House, as we know who... See, you weren't here yesterday. You'd know who renamed the Executive Mansion the White House. You know who it was? You want to take a guess?
Rutherford B. Hayes.
Good guess. Completely wrong. Teddy Roosevelt. Correct. So it was fairly late. Cornerstone of the United States was laid in 1792. In 1845, a majority of the voters in the Republic of Texas approve a proposed constitution that, if accepted by the U.S. Congress, will make Texas a U.S. state. Remember the Alamo. Georgia Institute of Technology, which is called Georgia Tech, is founded in Atlanta in 1885. I'm a rambling wreck from Georgia Tech and a hell of an engineer. Did you ever know that song?
No.
That's because you didn't go to an engineering school. That's I went true. To Rice. But in fact, I knew that before I went to Rice. I think I knew that from my grandfather, who did not go to Georgia Tech but was an engineer. He gave me his slide rule. Do you know what a slide rule is?
Yes, that I know.
Oh, all right, good. In 1892, Edward Emerson Barnard discovered the 1892 T1, the first comet discovered by photographic means on the night of October 13th and 14th. Right now, in fact. On 1958, Paddington Bear, a classic character from English children's literature, makes his debut. And there was a film that was done, part animation, part live action, of Paddington Bear last year, which I thought was adorable. It was really one of those, the few that worked, of live action and animation. Well, Jessica Rabbit kind of worked. But that worked more because we were amazed by the technology. This one worked, is really charming. In 1983, Ameritech Mobile Communications, now AT&T, launched the first U.S. cellular network in Chicago. So there you go. Did you know that the batteries for cell phone technology are made in Tel Aviv? Also, the windshields that doesn't crack. See, I know obscure things. What can I tell you? 855-993-7569. What's on your mind? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. So we started to talk yesterday about smoking because I think there was a smoke-out day where people were supposed to not smoke for the day. And Trevor, I'm trying to remember exactly what convinced us to talk about smoking.
I can't remember either now.
Yeah, I think it was, well, one of the things that we found out yesterday, which is really alarming, was because our first caller, who was he the first caller yesterday? No, he was not the first caller. He was the second caller. Elaine was my first caller who wanted to know about the 9/11 museum from Seattle. And he was my second caller. And when we started talking about smoking, you know, what are your feelings about smoking? He was very passionate and a little salty, talking about the fact that his second marriage, he married a beautiful woman who was a widow, and she was a smoker, and he tried to convince her not to smoke, and she said, you know, whatever. And she went to the hospital and had her bladder removed and one kidney. And as I said, I was talking with a friend over the weekend whose husband has been a lifelong smoker. And he had exactly the same situation. He had his bladder removed and had half a kidney. And I had not realized before that I know that cigarette smoking is implicated in lung cancer and in heart disease and all sorts of nasty things. But I actually looked it up yesterday, and 30% of cancer of bladder and kidney in particular are a result of smoking. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Implicated in both bladder and kidney cancer?
That's
I didn't either. Well, and it's awful. You know, those are not nice things to happen at all. So, 855-993. So I thought we would go and well, let me give the rest of the phone number. 855-993-7569. You know,
I get distracted in the middle. Everybody,
I get distracted in the middle of my own in my own sort of discussion. But I do apologize a little bit. I know we have some new stations aboard. And I think Manny hopefully was quick enough on the bleep button. But, guys, you know, I really appreciate your passion and encourage it. But do be a little careful about the language, okay? Because we have to bleep you. And so people are going to lose a little bit about what you meant. And so.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. And maybe just to give some people a little bit of insight into the background of radio, it doesn't bleep. It takes and collapses 6 seconds into itself, so you lose context. So there's not actually a bleep, you just kind of all of a sudden are 6 seconds ahead. So
yeah.
you're doing yourself a disservice and you're losing part of the message.
Yeah, because we're going to lose part of the important thing that you said. So mm-hmm. So if you can, you know, and I know you feel passionate, and but still, if you can somehow find your in your heart to not swear, that would be good. Because to be quite honest, it really doesn't bother me, but it offends it offends listeners who will write to the FCC, and the FCC objects, and radio stations can actually lose their licenses over this. So it's something, it's not even our puritanical sense of what's right and wrong, because I'd probably let it go, to be quite honest. They're really, FCC does not, is not the least bit supportive of that, and understandably so. And the idea is to try to not offend people any more than I suppose politics and religion and race already does offend people. God forbid the language. And I also wanted to mention, did you know this is the 5th anniversary of the 33 Chilean miners rescue is today?
I didn't know that.
They're actually in Rome today to attend a papal audience at St. Peter's in Vatican City. And they're going to go and see, there's a film called The 33, which I mentioned in passing, because I've actually seen it. And I told my friend who's a publicist, I said, I'm not sure I can do this. I'm a little claustrophobic, and so I made pass on this. I said, oh, no, you should come and see it. And I said, all right, I'll sit on the aisle, and if I have to, I'll leave. And you get so caught up in the story that you forget that you're claustrophobic. The other part of the story is that these 33 were saved. But there are 167 who were not. But it's a really good film. Antonio Banderas is in it. And Lou Diamond Phillips, whom we haven't seen. Do you even know who Lou Diamond Phillips is?
No.
An actor who did La Bamba.
I'm going to look it up.
There you go. He hasn't been in a film for a long time, and he's really good in this. But the idea was that they really felt that God was with them in that, which is, I suppose, why they're in the Vatican today. So I just thought I'd mention that. The movie will be out, I think, when the movie come out? In the next couple of weeks. I'll review it for you when it comes out. Alrighty. Can we go back to the Facebook discussion about smoking?
We can.
Goody.
So you did one, so I'll start with two.
We did the first one, yeah.
Number two is Frankie, who writes, nasty, ugly habit. Oh, we didn't talk. Oh, I suppose yesterday you gave your personal opinion. And so
yeah, well, you should give yours too, I suppose, because Manny said that his, I think his stepfather smoked. He never smoked. I never smoked. One of the things that was really, in spite of his language, was really passionate about saying, look, don't start, because we know that the group that is most prone to smoke are young people, because they think it won't happen to them. So if there's anything we can do to convince you folks not to do this, this is a really good thing. I also tell you one quick story that I was off giving a speech at one of my affiliates, and guy came in and he said, I stopped smoking because of you. And I said, well, that's good. How did that happen? And he had heard me say during one of the smokeouts, I think, that that I worked at a VA hospital part of the time I was in medical school. And these were guys who could not walk from their bed to the door, because they were literally drowning in their own lungs from smoking. And the awful thing about the VA hospital is that you could buy cigarettes at discount, which I opposed, but who's going to listen to me? But these guys were literally drowning in their own lungs because they couldn't breathe. And he said that he took that statement, you know, drowning in your own lungs, and he put it all over. He put it all over his house and his mirror and his computer and his ashtray and his refrigerator and every place. And he stopped smoking. So I think when you're ready. I've also told the story of my father, who was a smoker since he was 8 years old. All of us kids tried to convince him not to smoke. We hated it. None of us smoke. And he would say, you know, we'd say, well, you got to die of something, or I enjoy it. And at one point, one of my nieces, when she was like 5 or 6, went up to him and said, Grandma, I don't want you to die. And he never took another cigarette. So when you're ready, you're ready. All right, so let's hear what else we got. So you were going to tell us your story, Trev.
Oh, I don't have a story. I just think I really think it's a bad habit, and I can't imagine someone getting much enjoyment out of it, but I guess I hear people espouse, oh, yeah, it feels good to have a cigarette in the morning after coffee or whatever.
It's a drug. It's the nicotine. I mean, like any other drug, people take drugs because they work. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system, they have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. All right, we're talking about smoking and what people's feelings are about it. And apparently this is an issue that people feel passionately about. So I guess we'll see what happens. I don't know. We just got lots and lots and lots and lots of responses. So I don't look at them ahead of time. I love to be surprised. So, alrighty, 855-993-7569. Okay.
All right.
So let's hear what people got.
Frankie says, "Nasty, ugly habit." Unless you're Don Johnson. I think I know who Don Johnson is.
Was that from Miami Vice?
Yeah.
There we go.
I would have gotten that one.
Was he smoking and sweat? Did he smoke? I don't think he smoked on Miami Vice, did he?
I don't know.
Maybe he just smokes in life. What can I tell you? Okay.
Helmut says, smoking should not be allowed, even outdoors.
You know, there are actual parks. I don't know if it's... I think there are some stadiums that ban it. Because in theory, I mean, in theory, I suppose, smoking outdoors is less odious unless you happen to be right behind that person. And then it's, I mean, it's just blown into your face. Yeah.
Yeah, what can you do? You can't move. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
You've got an assigned seat, yeah. So there are more and more places that are banning it. Although I did watch, I had to be out early for reasons that are kind of irrelevant at this moment. It didn't work out anyway this morning. And so I'm going to the train at a time where I never go to the train. So there are people that I never see. And this very attractive woman is smoking a cigarette, which I find unattractive. But as she gets to the subway, she takes a last puff and throws a cigarette. She just leaves it. So she's littering. It's actually alive. You know, she hadn't put it out at all. And I thought, she's not so pretty. That's really, I mean, not only is she befouling everybody's air, which she is, but she's also, I mean, she's littering. I mean, how much ruder can you be of saying, you know, I don't care who you are, I'm going to do whatever I want to do.
That's pretty bad.
Pretty unimpressive.
Pretty bad, yeah. Smoking
pretty not cool.
Someone's attractiveness and makes it go...
Well, and you know, she's going to smell funny. But it was, and there's something about, you know, I don't know. I think people who are smoking these days have gotten aggressive about it because everybody's so anti-smoking. I think they're just sort of, it's almost like when they're smoking, they're sort of showing you their index finger.
Yep. All right. Robert says, I hate the smell of it, but to each his or her own. But I think they should legalize pot and tax it. It would help tobacco farmers here in NC, North Carolina, and maybe just a guess, cut down on pot coming into the country from elsewhere.
Well, as we mentioned last week, Oregon in the first week made $11 million in pot sales.
Dang.
In the first week.
That's pretty cool.
And as I said yesterday, the thing about it, as far as I'm concerned, is if you're on a crowded train or a theater next to a cigarette smoker, it's smelly. But let me tell you that what I'm running into now is on crowded trains with pot smokers, and marijuana smells much worse than tobacco, as far as I'm concerned.
It doesn't smell very good.
No, it smells terrible.
You should pretty much go under the same rules as smoking and not do it in public places.
Well, but you can now do it. Some, you know, especially in this city, you can do it. It's no longer considered an arrestable offense, apparently, and so people are doing it. And you can't do it on the trains. I mean, you're not allowed to smoke in the trains, but they still smell.
Right.
So.
Yep. All right. Kim says, "Hate it. Slow death."
Yeah,
that's true.
And I didn't know about the kidney or bladder, which apparently is an ongoing issue. And it was bizarre because not only was Don completely unhappy about it, which is understandable. I mean, here he's found the love of his life. And he said she would go outside and look in from the patio to watch television. And it was really an addiction and unwilling to give it up. And then when she went into the hospital to have the kidney removed and a bladder removed, she said, "Well, I'm going to stop smoking." And the doctor said, you know, why bother at this moment? And she died basically, you know, a couple of weeks later. I mean, so he was understandably devastated. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, think about it. And I think there's that also that people who are in love with people who are smokers, who talk with them about the risk. Also, there's a sense the unspoken issue is, if you love me, you'd stop. Which is... And I'm not much in favor of that kind of emotional blackmail because, well, if you love me, you wouldn't ask me to stop. But with cigarette smoking, the health risks are so obvious and so ubiquitous and so widespread that I think it's a different issue. So,
yep.
Now, I think it is damaging to relationships as well.
No
All right, let's
doubt.
Keep going.
Yeah. George says, "Well, if you're smoking in my house or car, you better be on fire." I agree.
Yeah. Well, I have. I don't let people smoke in my house. I never have. I don't have ashtrays. Yeah. And there's issues sometimes with grandparents. And the deal is, you know, I know families who've had wars essentially because the grandparents say, "Well, you know, if you love me," and say, "Well, you can't smoke around the kid. It's just, you know, it's unhealthy for the kid. And if you love the kid, you wouldn't do this." So. 855-993-7569. Let's see what else we got.
Kathy says, it's a personal choice, as is everything else in life.
Well, that's fairly understand. You know, it sounds like maybe a smoker there.
But it affects so many people.
It is. The thing is, that's it. If you could sort of have a bubble around you that was only you who's going to be affected by the smoke, so your clothes didn't smell like it, your hair didn't smell like it, nobody else's lungs were affected by it, that would be one thing. And I suppose the electronic cigarettes are trying to do that. That would be, I mean, that's one thing. But given the reality that that's not how it goes, that, you know, it does befell other people's air. It does, people can smell it. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. 855-993-7569. Let's see what else we got.
Dana says, smoking what? I'm from Washington. That's kind of funny.
Well, this was in theory cigarettes, but I suppose the same thing's gonna come down about pot as well.
Mm-hmm. Karen says, don't like anything about it. My husband smoked and quit 25 years ago. I watched both my parents go through hell not being able to breathe because of emphysema. My daughter saw all of this, and she smokes, and I am very disappointed.
Well, you could try what I did, which is bribery. My daughter at one point decided she wanted to smoke, and so we can't smoke in the house. But here's the deal. If you want, you know, there's no reason to hide it. You just can't smoke in the house. Use your own money. But if you're willing to, when you've stopped smoking for 3 months, I'll give you $100. When you stop smoking for a year, I'll give you another $100. You may have to up the ante. This is a while ago. And she said, she called me at some point and said, is the deal still on? And I said, yeah. And she said, well, how do you know? And I said, look, I'm not going to be alive very likely when you get lung cancer, breast cancer. I didn't even know to include kidneys and bladder. But I said, this is just an added incentive for you to think about doing something that obviously doesn't work very well.
Mm-hmm.
No, and she did. As far as I know, she did. I certainly paid out the money.
There you go. Wendy says, my dad smokes still at 81. He is diabetic with foot and hand neuropathy and macular degeneration that has robbed his sight, which is familial, but is also related to smoking cigarettes, and he chooses not to quit. I do not understand why this horrid addiction to nicotine is allowed and is not outlawed, other than in the name of profits to the companies that create the cigarettes. His last dollars will be spent on cigarettes to feed his addiction. So sad. By the way, not one of us three adult children smoke.
Well, there is that, and I'm in the same situation where both my parents smoked and none of us do. You know, so I suppose there is that to look for. You know, there's that positive part of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else you got?
Maureen says, abhor the smell. Did I say that word right? How do you say that word?
Abhor, yeah.
Abhor. Though I believe people have a choice.
Well, they do have a choice. The question is how much it impacts you. I mean, I have a choice about whether or not to shoot you as well, but, I mean...
That's a bit dramatic.
Yeah, exactly.
Dave says, quit while you still can.
Indeed. You know, I think it's one of those things that... And again, we know it's addictive, but the question is... you know, that also, that people give up smoking all the time. It's just a matter of making the decision that this is something I don't want to do anymore. Ready? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Joseph, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How may I help you?
Good afternoon, Doc. You're talking about something that's very dear to me, which is quitting smoking.
Okay.
I've been smoking since I was 7 1/2. I quit for 2 years between 9 and 11 and been pretty much a steady smoker until, I think 2001. I quit for 6 1/2 years and went back to it. I just finished 110 days clean. and the stress just overcame me. And the next thing I know, I was, well, not like it was automatic, but the next thing I know, I'm smoking a cigarette again.
Okay. How old are you now, Joseph?
68.
Okay. All right. So look, let's look at the good news first. The good news is that you're a pro at quitting, right? You're like my mom. She probably quit 45 times, but you quit for 6 years. You quit for a year. And these are significant amounts of time, which means that whatever the addictive quality of nicotine is, that you're able to overcome it because you have twice, which means that's not your hurdle. Your hurdle is, what do I substitute when I'm feeling stressed? What can I do for myself that doesn't depend on cigarettes? So what was the source of your stress this last time that made you go back?
A conflict at work, basically. Another employee made a statement that at my age I shouldn't even be around anymore. And, you know, there was nothing he could do to help me. I'd have to help myself. And it just caught me in the wrong
okay.
state of mind, I guess.
Fair, I got it. Now, was this person who said this a boss or a colleague? What's their status?
A coworker.
Well, to hell with them. I mean, you know, who cares? And obviously the answer is you do, but all right, so how long ago was this comment?
Oh, 2 weeks.
All right, so you've been back smoking for 2 weeks.
Right, and I hate it already.
Okay.
Now I remember.
All right, well, let's look at the nincompoop at work first, because if we can reduce that, I mean, look, 110 days is a third of a year, all right? So you're well on your way. View this as sort of a setback, but all right, so what sort of caused this yahoo to say you're too old, you shouldn't be here?
Well, it's part of my own consideration. I do manual work, tech support and that kind of things, you know. And I've been sort of thinking to myself that I'm slowing down and I'm not able to produce like I used to be able to do a couple of years ago. And I sort of got one eye on whether I should retire or not, but I can't really afford to, so I'm trying to, you know.
All right, well, look, let's, instead of figuring out, because you're playing all or nothing games, you're playing them with your work and you're playing them with your smoking. Let's start with the work, because my guess is if you can sort of, and my guess is his comment was the tip of the iceberg. It wasn't it in and of itself, it just put a lot of energy into something that you're already worried about. So if you weren't working at this job, are there other jobs that you've been thinking that might be interesting for you?
I don't know. I haven't really looked. Tell you the truth, I am feeling old. Now, just as an aside, I had bladder cancer from smoking.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I had a bladder removal and, a neo bladder made. And the doctor at Mayo Clinic told me, I've got 99 patients with bladder cancer,
yep.
and every one of them smoke. And I said,
yep.
Well, that seems like that's sort of a significant number. But
yeah, and I don't think people know about it. I didn't know about it until this really is very recently, because the call yesterday and my friend over the weekend, and you're the third person in 48 hours. So, all right, so thank goodness for that. I mean, that we're at least getting out the word that cigarette smoking is not only going to impact your lungs and your heart, but your bladder and your kidneys, folks. So, all right,
sure
so
will.
Joseph,
go
ahead.
Oh, I was going to say that really was the stressor that started me thinking. I went up for a small operation about 3 weeks ago, and while I was there, it was determined that I was diabetic, and the next day I was shunted off to the side of learning how to be a diabetic. Still didn't get the operation, have to go back. It cost me $700 for the diabetic medication, which put a kink in my travel plan. So it sort of all just, you know, I was expecting, I don't know why, but expecting, you know, sunlight and roses now that I was not smoking anymore, you know, and it didn't seem like it was any big thing to anybody else, and it probably shouldn't affect me one way or the other, what others think.
Well, I mean, there's always that sort of magical thinking of, okay, I can do all this thing that's really dangerous for other people, but it's not going to be dangerous for me. All right. So let's start, though, with the work. Do you need to make as much money as you're making at your current job?
Well, now I went on Social Security a couple So that restricts how much money I can make on the side, you know.
Okay. So given that amount of money, are there other things that you could do? For example, I mean, could you bag groceries? Could you work at McDonald's? Could you, I have no idea what your skill set is. Could you be a home healthcare worker? Could you be a dog walker? Are there things that appeal to you? Because it sounds like what you need to do is make some money, but you don't necessarily need to make a lot of money. Is that accurate?
That's pretty much so. And I live in the most expensive place under the American flag. So,
Well, all right. So that one of the possibilities is, depending on how emotionally connected you are to that area, to move to someplace that's cheaper. Mm-hmm. All right. So tell you what, we're about to bump into the end of an hour. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you some brief homework to do, and then we'll take you at the beginning of the next hour. The first thing I want you to do is I want you to grab a paper and pencil in a minute and write down, if you could live any place you wanted to live, where would it be? If you could do anything that you wanted to do for some kind of income, doesn't sound to me that you have to necessarily do a 40-hour week. Doesn't necessarily mean that you need to make gobs of money. But what kind of thing might be appealing to you that you feel would be entertaining to you, would involve you, you'd feel good about it, you'd have fun doing it, maybe teaching, I don't know what you want to do, but you do. All right, so we can look at those two things, because you know how to stop smoking. What we need to do is make sure that you've also figured out a way to make your life work for you, so when you get overwhelmed, that your first thing isn't to go and get a pack of cigarettes. And so we could talk about that. But I worry a lot less about you stopping smoking than you continuing to find, first of all, something so your life isn't very stressful, and second of all, to figure out some alternatives to cigarettes when your life becomes stressful. So let's start with the big deal, because if you're still stressed and unhappy and you're sucking on Lifesavers, I mean, I just assume in Lifesavers or eating an orange or taking a walk or taking a cold shower or a hot shower even or eating a breadstick. I mean, there are lots of things we can do to offset some of the stress. But let's see if we can reduce the stress, because, all right, so you've got your homework assignment, which this break is about 6 or 7 minutes. Put you on hold. We come back. See if you can give me some idea of what things you'd like to do in terms of work, all right? And then we'll come and we'll talk about starting there and then some alternatives to cigarette smoking, because you know how to stop smoking, and you're good at it, all right? Put you on hold. Back to you in a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese, featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.